argumentative moves are philosophically specific to the Jewish community, their intricateness, the intricateness of these moves helps shows how torture as an action towards another human is not as easy an issue. However, Brody points out, I think rightly, that argumentative ability alone cannot help end state-sponsored torture. As Brody adds, attempts at not letting the issue become logified are equally important. I am adding to that either, that to do either though, one might need to look specifically at the different value system that the Bush administration is acting upon and which it does not ostentatiously declare. It is true that the argument put forward for its using torture is problematic in its construction, and it is also true that the fact that the torture's intended consequences are not achieved in all certainty does not help the argument. However, differences in value systems, differences which are not publicly acknowledged by the Bush administration, are perhaps more useful in bringing torture into a more accurate picture of the context in which it is being used. Considering the stakes involved in a dialogue on torture of human beings,